Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Another great day at the Olympics yesterday. If you're following along, that's pretty cool. If you have no interest, you might want to reevaluate that because it has been an exciting Olympics in Tokyo for the USA women's beach volleyball yesterday.
So it is now 20-60. Third chance for the United States here. Match point.
Do it!
And it's into the net! That is it! The United States has won the gold medal.
It's amazing. Just, I don't know, I'm at a loss for words. I mean, I couldn't have done this without Alex. Obviously, she's amazing. But to get a gold medal finally, just this feels so amazing. A lot of disbelief. I mean, this is what we dreamed of, and this is why we sacrificed so much and worked so hard, but I still don't know if I ever really, like, expected this to come true, and it just feels like such a fairy tale.
The USA women, April Ross doing the talking, Alex Kleinman, her partner. April and Alex win over the Australians yesterday. Gold medal for the U.S. women. Pole vaulting now. Pole vaulting is amazing. I have a niece who is a pole vaulter. She lives in Texas right now. I don't know if she runs down the street with a pole and jumps over people's fences. I don't know what you do with pole vaulting, but we won gold yesterday.
It's an indescribable feeling. It's why I do this sport. That feeling, that's what we chase. And so to do that at the biggest stage, like at the biggest meet, this is the dream, and most people don't get to experience this, and I'm just so grateful. I love my family so much. They're so supportive. My dad would be really happy.
She misses her dad. That's so emotional there. She still writes dad on the soles of her track shoes, and she won Olympic gold yesterday. Looking toward the sky to her father. Hey, how about wrestling, too? Wrestling was huge yesterday in the Olympics for the U.S., especially with, like, 15 seconds left in a match to win.
The Magic Man, David Taylor, needs to find some late to win gold against his dad. Takedown for two. The American takes the lead with less than 15 seconds left. The American, the Magic Man, it's not an illusion, it's reality. David Taylor finally grabs Olympic gold.
How could you not be excited about that, especially in Central PA, a big wrestling area? A two-point takedown with 15 seconds left in the match. That's great stuff yesterday from the Olympics, and you heard it here first thing in the morning. I'm loving it. Yeah. Coming up on the morning show here, it's another beer day today. How many beer days do we need per year? Today is International Beer Day. Wonder if they're celebrating at the Olympics. We'll talk about it coming up next. Morgan in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy International Beer Day.
The first Friday in August.
Not to be confused with Beer Can Appreciation Day.
January 24th.
National Beer Day.
April 7th.
National IPA Day.
August 1st.
National Drink Beer Day.
September 28th.
German Beer Day.
April 23rd.
National Home Brew Day.
May 7th.
Beer and Pizza Day.
October 9th.
National American Beer Day.
October 27th.
Stop. Learn How to Home Brew Day.
November 3rd.
And National Lager Day.
December 10th.
So there you have it. You got a lot of excuses to drink a beer.
I guess we do on a Friday. We do what the national holidays are every day here on this show. So it's like I know for a fact that it's Beer Day about 20 days in 1 year. I don't
international.
Know.
International.
Beer.
Yeah. Beer. Everybody. Beer everywhere.
I'm going for a beer.
Oh, yeah.
For the best tasting beer you can find.
All we need is a chair and a cooler beer.
You know the deal. Let's get a beer.
Beer it up.
We've got the beer.
Yeah. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather for the weekend. Also coming up in just a few minutes, your last chance to become a VIP for Blues Traveler at Spyglass Ridge Winery. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. So looking forward to Switchfoot at Spyglass Ridge Winery later this month.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
But hey, we'll be heading to Spyglass tomorrow to see Blues Traveler I'm kind of excited about that, too. Back in the early 90s, my first go-around here with the morning show on this radio station, Blues Traveler was a brand new band, and I remember liking the folksy kind of stuff, but especially that harmonica that they do so well. And the way they perform live is really kind of cool. I remember seeing them years ago, still doing it. Their stage is almost like a party. There's a lot going on the stage besides just the band. And I don't know if they'll bring that whole vibe to Spyglass, but I'm so looking forward to it. And here's your chance to go with me. How's that?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller four, as always, for VIP treatment tomorrow at Spyglass. That means you park up top VIP style. Yeah, you get your VIP bracelets on, and you go to Three Beards for a two-hour party from 5 to 7. Then you roll down to the SBC VIP tent right in front of the stage. It's a tent and lawn area. Oh, man, this is good stuff. Your chance to win is right now. Good luck. Once again, we'll take caller four, 1-800-326-94KX.
We have another winner.
94KX, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. Do you know who I am?
I do.
Well, I don't know who you are, but you'll be hanging out with me tomorrow night at Spyglass.
Oh, awesome.
There you go. Yeah, Blues Traveler coming to Spyglass Ridge Winery, and you are our last 94KX VIP. Who is this? Who is this?
Jen Young.
Hey, Jen, where are you from?
I'm Torrington.
All right. Well, you're on your way to Spyglass. I'll give you the details in just a bit, but let's party tomorrow night. What do you say?
That sounds like a plan.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Ah, yeah. Time to go to the computer.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, you're having a family party. You make a cake. Maybe it's a birthday cake. You know, maybe it's an anniversary cake. Whatever. Well, make sure you make more than one, because one you eat and the other one you flip in the air. What? Flip it, flip it, flip it, flip it.
The cake flipping started a few years ago. It was a couple of cousins, a couple of beers, and a dare, and we made it happen.
Now, every time my family has something to celebrate, we make sure that we flip our cake. We usually have about three cakes, and we always make sure that we flip one.
I don't know if this is suggested, and it could be a waste of food, but it sounds like fun. A family tradition. Cake flipping. Look it up on video later. Here's one that you'll enjoy watching, but we'd like to play the audio first. Who is howling? The guys on the couch or the dog with the guys on the couch? It's a game you can play at home and maybe try it. Just Google Guess the Howl and find out what that video is all about. You can hear them early in the morning. Look them up later. That's what we do.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Yes. News is coming up next. We've got sports and AccuWeather. Maybe some good news. After the news, birthday buddies and more. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
On a flashback Friday, long before there was Everybody Wang Chung tonight, there was an album called Points on the Curve. Google it. Wang Chung was so cool back then with Dance Hall Days.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, let's hear it. Good news.
A man in Ohio bought an ice cream truck for a great reason.
I was out at a school. They were doing a summer school for special needs kids. There was a girl named Maddie. She came up to the truck after we had served, and she said, "Thanks for making my day. Maddie, I want you to know God made you just like you are, and he has something special in your life."
So
when I drove away from that place, tears in my eyes, I realized something very important was happening with this simple ice cream truck that you see in the background.
Every little bit counts, and that's good news. Check this out. Locally, the Lewisburg YMCA and the Miller Center partnering up with Bloomsburg Music Therapy to offer Singersize. Singersize is a therapeutic class for people battling Parkinson's. Is that good news or what? You want more info? Go to MillerCenterLewisburg.com. A seven-year-old. What could a seven-year-old do to help veterans? You'd be surprised.
The Marietta Veterans Center, yeah, that's important because it's part of our community, and we always want to help home first. And the people here help people. They really actually help. They don't talk about helping. They help with so many resources that they have for veterans.
A seven-year-old door-to-door raising up to $1,000 for the Veterans Center. Having lost my cousin, a Vietnam vet, last week, I know what helping veterans is all about.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Hey, also good news locally, and you'll hear Mark talk about it. Our state representative, Linda Schlegel-Culver, is recovering from that transplant that she had, wow, up to 4 months ago. I can remember talking to her just before the surgery. She had a kidney transplant. Not only is she recovering well, but she's back to work. And a lot of her work is available on the WKOK podcast page. So check that out when you get the time. Flashback Friday, your requests on the Ford Fun Line, 1-800-326-94KX. Still to come besides the Flashback Friday requests, birthday buddies, movie Mike, and more. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
On a Flashback Friday, a little Spice Girls leading into the birthday buddies, which gets a little spicy itself. We celebrate the birthday of Jerry Halliwell today. She was Ginger Spice, 49 years old. 49 years old today. Ginger, happy birthday to you. Can we get a little scary with you now? Movie Mike will be in just a bit, and this is more his kind of gig. But happy birthday to M. Night Shyamalan.
May I meet the beast? I hope for your sake that he likes you.
That sounds like the bad guys teaming up.
A lot of people are going to die.
Don't do this. You ready?
Oh, shut it off. Make it stop.
What do we call you, sir?
First name, Mister. Last name, Class.
I'm okay now.
I'm Richard Branson, and I have a once-in-a-lifetime invitation for you. Would you like to?
That's not what we needed. We don't want any more M. Night Shyamalan, okay? We just don't. But we have to mix it up with birthday buddies. It's a new idea. I hope you enjoy it as much as me. But M. Night Shyamalan creeps me out, and he's 51 years old today. I think I'm okay now. And I think we can move on. There you go. Let's just mellow out, calm down, and celebrate the birthday of Randy DeBarge. Remember that 80s family band?
I had some problems, and no one could seem to solve
it. The sweet voice of El DeBarge. But his brothers and sisters were along for the ride as well. And Randy, one of the back vocalists, you know, kind of like listening to the Jonas Brothers, you get them all in one package. Randy DeBarge is 63 years old today. That's a cool song. That's a really cool song. I just had a radio flashback with that song. All right, there's the celebrity birthdays. Now it's time to take a look at the local celebrities. And Lynn Hall's not with us. And Movie Mike's not in the house yet. So I'm going to do this myself. It's time for Birthday Buddies. Happy birthday to Amanda Johnson from Watsontown. She's 36 today. Andy Williard from Herndon is 52. Happy birthday, Andy. Ashley Wary from Trevorton, 33. Carmen Rao from Sealands Grove, 65. Happy birthday, Jason Lamsey, or LeMay, rather. There's no S there. Jason LeMay, 44. Jillian Eister from Sunbury is 39 today. Happy birthday to Kalisha Wright from Spangle, otherwise known as Swangle. 27. Michelle Johnson from Schmolk at 49. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Michelle Mole from Freeburg. She's 54 today. Happy birthday to Nicole Dork from Sealands Grove. She's 55. Randy Shep is 37 years old today. Happy birthday, Randy. Seth Hornberger from Mifflinburg is 29. Stanley Geiswhite from Sunbury, 59 today. Stephanie James from Sealands Grove, 58 today. And on Facebook Messenger, a big happy birthday to Charlotte Snyder. She's working at Rabbit Transit. And they listen to Morgan in the Morning. Happy birthday, Charlotte. Thanks for having the radio on. And a weekend birthday coming up, but we don't do birthday buddies on Saturday or Sunday. But tomorrow, Mason Fitzpatrick will be 21 years old tomorrow. Hey, Mason, might I suggest Spyglass Ridge Winery tomorrow for your 21st birthday? Might I suggest that? I will indeed. Birthday buddies, we do them every day at about this time. You can call them in on the Ford Fun Line. It's toll-free. You can use Facebook Messenger. You can use email or snail mail. Or you could try our text club using keyword birthday. Every day at about this time, it's birthday buddies. Uh-huh. Morgan in the Morning, news, sports, and AccuWeather. Coming up next, Movie Mike and more. Stay with us. Let's do some clips.
Yeah, I can't park my car, get my bags, and put on some weight, will you?
Hey, Wang.
Hey, Wang, what's with the pictures? It's a parking lot. Come on, will you?
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good. So what's the problem?
I don't know.
Check smell, sir? Sit down, Danny.
Something about the movie Caddyshack, all right? A movie that is more than golf.
What candy wrapper are you doing there?
That's your seat? Pick it up!
I finish! Sir, do you know what I just saw?
No, sir.
A golfer!
Golfer! Where?
Do you know what golfers can do to a golf course?
My, sir.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Golfers! You're Greek, not golfers!
Not golfers! Golfers! Caddyshack, as people head out to the Bucknell golf course today. Hey, Craig, you can miss work, you know, any day, but you can't miss a golf tournament, right? Priorities!
Beautiful. I know I got to get a request. So I always love Information Society, Pure Energy, or I don't know, play the Kenny Loggins song from Caddyshack.
Yeah, so we did, and you got the highlights. Maybe Pure Energy coming up as you head to the tee box. But it's always great hearing from you, Craig. Hit him straight, my friend. Oh, that was most enjoyable. Hey, coming up, Movie Mike with some new movies, and he'll review one of those new flicks. Stay with us on a Flashback Friday. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Does that song fire you up as much as it does me? I think that's my favorite AC/DC song. Everybody always says, you know, You Shook Me All Night Long. Whatever. Highway to Hell. That's a good song, too, I guess. But Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap. You gotta love it. Movie Mike is in the house this morning. It's International Root Beer Float Day, Mike. And here's a little something for you.
I'm gonna let you do something I've only let 12 other guys do. Buy me a root beer float.
Buy me a root beer float. That's from Napoleon Dynamite. You guessed the movie right off the bat. So,
great film. Very funny.
I mean, there's so many stupid, funny lines. Now, I know you were in the other studio working with WKOK, but some guy called in and he asked for I'm All Right by Kenny Loggins because he was going to the Evan Golf Tournament. So we played clips while you were in the other room, and I wish you were here. I wish there were two movie mics because we played clips from Caddyshack that people still quote nowadays.
Oh, I quote that movie on a daily basis. And I'm All Right is my cell phone ringtone, as a matter of fact.
Is it really?
It really is,
for a certain person or everybody?
For everybody. I love Caddyshack. Anybody who knows me knows I quote Caddyshack literally every single day of my life.
So do I. I mean, right down to, hey, Wang, it's a parking lot. You know, and I've also said to people here, You take drugs, Danny?
Yep.
Every day. What's the problem then? Yeah. You know, I've done that. But Napoleon Dynamite lines, sometimes they just...
I'm going to let you do something I've only let 12 other guys do. Buy me a root beer float.
I mean, if you said that, I don't know if people would get it.
I know lots of Napoleon Dynamite quotes. That would not be the first one that came to my head. Like, mine would be, I need my chapstick. My lips hurt real bad.
And the llama. What was the llama's name? Tina.
Yes. Tina, come get your ham.
Yeah.
I say that a lot.
Eat your lunch, Tina. I mean, that's what I like. I mean, come on.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Matt Damon had a bad week PR-wise. You might have heard about that.
Yeah.
Does his new movie Stillwater improve things for him? I'll tell you in just a moment. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing the documentary Ailey. That's about the choreographer Alvin Ailey, by the way. Mm-hmm. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Stillwater stars Matt Damon as an Oklahoma man who loves guns, country music, and his daughter, played by Abigail Breslin. Unfortunately, she's been in a French prison for 5 years, accused of killing her roommate. When Damon goes to visit, he discovers a new piece of evidence that may exonerate her. The girl's lawyer refuses to investigate it, so he obsessively does it on his own, venturing into some of the most dangerous parts of Marseille, looking for a mystery man who may or may not exist. What a bummer. Dude goes all the way to France and doesn't even get to see any of the nice parts of the country. Stillwater is being sold as a thriller, which is a little misleading. Suspense isn't really the intent here. Instead, the movie is a drama about how this guy attempts to make up for having been a lousy father by trying to get his daughter out of jail. Damon is excellent in the lead role, making us feel his character's determination, as well as his fear that he won't be successful. Breslin is great, too, conveying her character's desperation to go free. At 2 hours and 20 minutes, Stillwater could have used a little tightening, but the way this ordeal forces Damon's character to realize some uncomfortable truths about himself is never less than captivating. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5, Amanda Knox's.
Hey, that's not bad.
Because obviously this is based on her story.
But that's not bad for a guy who's screwing up his personal life. You gave him a good movie review.
He's still a good actor. You know, for whatever shortcomings he may have as a person, he's a very good actor. This is a terrific movie. Like I said, it's not a thriller. If you go expecting Ransom or Taken or something, you're not going to get it. It's a character drama about this guy trying to atone for being a lousy dad. But very, very well done.
Speaking of movie quotes.
Yeah.
One of my favorite, I raised 3 daughters, boyfriends would come over, Taken. I'd be like, I am blessed with a certain set of skills.
Right.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
My personal go-to quote from movies, because we're talking about Caddyshack, I quote Ted Knight's character all the time. Whenever my kids say, I want this or that, you know, I want this toy, I want
you to meet, say,
I say, you'll get nothing and like it.
That's it. Coming up next is the news. As long as you don't call one of your sons Spalding, I'm okay with it, all right? Mark's got the news. Rob the Sports Center with the sports. And Steve's got the AccuWeather. Movie Mike, see you on Monday.
See you then.
All right, thanks for coming in.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
All right, let's do the game, shall we?
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
Don't blow it. This is the easiest contest in the world. Go ahead and cheat. We don't care. Google it. Wikipedia. Whatever. As we move into the month of August, we welcome a new sponsor to Yes or BS. Your chance now at a $25 gift card from Buffalo Wild Wings. With a name like Buffalo Wild Wings, you think you would know where the restaurant originated. Yes or BS, Buffalo Wild Wings originated in Ohio. And then branched out to a couple other states before taking over the world. Yes or BS, Buffalo Wild Wings is from Ohio. Let us know toll-free right now.
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
On a Flashback Friday, back in time with the Doobie Brothers. I always like when they all sang together. I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe you just like the old Doobies with Tom Johnson singing. Or maybe you liked the latter Doobies with Michael McDonald singing. I liked them all singing. It was all good. One step closer. Tom's top list of the day now has four facts about the dog days of summer. We're living in them right now. Although some people say this whole darn summer has been like the dog days. We got sunshine today, high 90. And then this weekend, maybe a break tomorrow in the 80s. But next week, 90, 90, 90. All week long, man. The dog days of summer. So here's Tom's top list of facts you may not know about the dog days of summer. The name actually comes from the star Sirius. Now, Sirius is the brightest star in the night sky, and it's known as the dog star. Okay? The term dog days comes from ancient Greek and Roman civilizations who believed that Sirius, the bright light coming from that star in the summer, actually radiated extra heat toward the planet Earth, making summer days hotter. That, of course, isn't true, but that's where the name comes from, dog days. Fact number two, there's been some debate about the exact time frame. Old Farmer's Almanac says the dog days of summer is from July 3rd to August 11th. So we've got about another week left of the dog days. We'll see. Others say it's the entire month of August. Number three, an old proverb claims that rain during the dog days is bad luck. The thought among farmers back in days was that a dry growing season in the summer was better than a wet one. Nowadays, we believe even rain makes the corn as high as an elephant's eye, right? Number four, and finally, you might be a greater risk for infection during the dog days of summer. Now, we don't know if this is true, but some claim you're at a greater risk of infection when it's very hot, the same way winter is known as flu season. A recent study found that the dog days of summer might be bacterial infection season, and another study found that the risk of infection after a surgery was 2 times higher during the dog days of summer than other times of the year. Wow. Tom's top list for the day. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. On the way, a dog day or not, a good day for lemonade. Morgan in the Morning, we'll talk.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Is it hot enough for you? If it isn't today, it will be next week. Tomorrow, we get a little bit of a break. Today, 90. Tomorrow, 85. Like 5 degrees is going to cool things off. And then next week, 90s, like every single day. Tomorrow, the day that you get the 5-degree break, I hope to see you at Lemonade Day in Northumberland. They do it every year, and I haven't gone to it, to be honest, in a long time since my kids were little, and they're all grown and gone now, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. They used to have it in King Street Park this year, Second Street Community Center, the old Second Street School at Second and Orange. It starts at 11 tomorrow and goes till about 4. I'll be there sampling lemonade, that cool refreshing drink. I played that yesterday. It was Eddie Murphy. It's a long story. Anyway, all different kinds of prizes, too. So it's not just going to be making lemonade and tasting lemonade. There will be awards for the best tasting, the best theme, and the best decorated lemonade stand, plus a limo ride first day of school. Yeah, is that cool or what? They call it the People's Choice Award winner. So Groninger Insurance, you guys have done a great job again back in this event in Northumberland. We'll see you tomorrow. WQKX. I'll be the one drinking the lemonade.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Thank you so much for being part of Flashback Friday. Do you remember the very first episode of South Park?
I'm going down south, I'm gonna have myself a time.
Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without temptation.
Going down south, I'm gonna leave my woes behind.
Well, it doesn't matter if you remember the first episode, because you're going to get 6 more years. Trey Parker and Matt Stone signed a contract worth $900 million yesterday to bring 6 more years of Cartman. Wow. I'm going to leave the studio now and check my contract. Chad Evans is next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. My girl Sam Tyler tonight. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.